Guardian poll, majority say U.S. is in recession, blame Biden. By Wendell Hussebo on May 22, 2024. 56% of Americans believe President Joe Biden's economy is in recession and a majority blame the president, a Harris/Guardian poll found Wednesday. The survey is significant because Biden's poor economy on Main Street is the number one issue for voters. It also comes after negative polling that shows Biden lost support among demographics key to his 2020 victory. The Guardian poll found 55% say Biden's economy is shrinking. 56% say the economy is in a recession. 58% blame Biden for the sour economy. 72% sense rising costs from an increased rate of inflation. 81% of Democrats say Bidenomics will have a positive lasting impact. Economists may say things are getting better, but we're not feeling it where I live, John Gersema, CEO of the Harris Poll, told The Guardian, the premier British publication. Unwinding 4 years of uncertainty takes time. Leaders have to understand this and bring the public along. The Guardian's analysis of the poll called Americans' feelings about Biden's economy as wrongly interpreted and suggested the survey only underscored people's complicated emotions around inflation. Watch, Axelrod, Biden is self-congratulating, not advocating for people in a tough economy because of the inflation. The poll surveyed 2,119 U.S. adults from May 10 to 12. The Guardian did not provide the cross-tabs or the margin of error. Americans feel the pitch of Biden's economy. As prices escalated, families racked up credit card debt and entered into delinquencies at an increased rate, the New York Fed found last week. Popeyes, Taco Bell, and Chipotle raised prices by at least 75%, according to the Food Institute. Popeyes regular mashed potatoes and gravy, plus 134%. Taco Bell's beefy five-layer burrito, plus 132%. Wendy's small frosty, plus 111%. Taco Bell Chalupa Supreme, plus 110%. Burger King small icy, plus 101%. Taco Bell cheesy gordita crunch, plus 100%. Biden and his White House aides blame corporate price gouging as the driver of inflation, despite signing massive spending packages that contributed to inflation and conducting a war on American energy. There's corporate greed going on out there, and it's got to be dealt with, Biden said, blaming small and large businesses on CNN. Watch, Carville, Biden listening to Ivy League on economy. Not reality, young people have no hope of buying a house. Biden's war on American energy has caused costs to soar, former President Donald Trump told reporters Tuesday. What's happening? Trump questioned. He, Biden, started with energy. Biden drove up the cost of energy via regulations, executive orders, and other means, causing more reliance on foreign energy. On Biden's first day in office, he canceled the completion of the Keystone XL pipeline. He suspended oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and in New Mexico. Biden's EPA restricted domestic energy production. In March, the Biden administration began blocking new exports of liquid natural gas. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHussebo or on Truth Social @WendellHussebo.